Hymn books to page number 568. We'll sing together, Christ for the World We Sing, while the children are invited to collect change for mission apportionments.
Christ for the world we sing, the world so Christ we bring, with loving zeal, the poor and them that mourn, the faint and overborn, sin sick and sorrow worn, whom Christ doth heal. Christ for the world we sing, the world to Christ we bring, with fervent prayer. Redeemed at countless loss from dark despair. Christ for the world we sing, the world to Christ we bring, with one accord, with us the work to share.
This morning, for our joys and concerns, I have a PTL from the Library Committee, which consists of Betty Cobb, Joanne Lewis, and Pat Hayes. It says, our library is open and ready for business. The new shelves are beautiful, and we now have all the books on them. We send a very appreciative thank you to Pete Graham and John Wooderson for a job well done on our great new shelves. Also, thanks to Cheryl Wastner and Debbie Morrow for helping to set up our library. Books being checked out will be on the honor system. Sign your name, date, and book title on the notebook, and when you bring it back, cross your name off. Come by and check out our new church library. It is down the hall to your right, just off the northex, and then the third door. So thank you. Prayer concerns this morning. Please ask to remember Jay Sterling. He is having quite a bit of pain following his ankle surgery that he had last Monday. Also, we have a request from Susan Seelinger. You remember Shelby, who was our interim pastor. It says, keep Shelby in your prayers. He was taken by ambulance from the doctor's office to the emergency room late Thursday. Doctor said he was in respiratory distress. After EKG, chest x-ray, blood tests, so forth, they gave him a breathing treatment, half a bag of IV, an antibiotic, and inhaler. The diagnosis is bronchitis on the verge of walking pneumonia. So please, let's keep Shelby in our prayers, too. Ask that you remember to take your insert with you this week. Keep it by your prayer chair. Remember all those that are listed on here. They're in need of our prayers. At this time, I would ask that you take your hymn book, and we are going to read together on page number 883, the Statement of Faith of the United Church of Canada.